From the News Center, a news focus.
The Yellow Dot program from PennDOT.
It's simply a way that you can communicate your needs to first responders if you were involved in a traffic crash or had a medical emergency while in your vehicle and you were unable to communicate them yourself.
That's Kimberly Smith, safety press officer for District 3O.
It's basically a sticker that you put on the back window of your car, and that indicates to first responders that in your glove compartment would be some medical information or some important information.
Anything really that you wish to convey during that golden hour when you can't convey it.
If you're diabetic and you maybe are in shock, or if you take blood thinners and you're in a crash and bleeding, that's something that the first responders need to know. And it doesn't have to just be medical information. You can put in there your emergency contacts, some allergies that you have, or even who your physician is and your preferred hospital. We had a grandfather who had a grandson at the time. The grandson, I believe, was 5 years old, and he was nonverbal autistic. And the grandfather wanted a Yellow Dot package because if they were in a crash and the grandfather wasn't able to explain who the grandson was or even like what parents to call, that sort of thing, they would have all that information.
Smith said they like to get out the word to senior centers.
Because as we age, we tend to take more medications, and listing your medications in the Yellow Dot is an important thing to do.
But age is not a factor. Anyone can benefit from this. In fact, efforts on social media target that younger crowd. So how can you get your own Yellow Dot packet?
717-787-6746. And on there, you can leave a message, your name and an address, and how many packets of Yellow Dot you would like. You can go on to the PennDOT website and just type in Yellow Dot in the search bar, and it will take you right to it. And on there is a link you can click on to fill out a participation form, and that would get you kit mailed to you free of charge. You basically need one kit per vehicle.
Safety press officer for District 3O, Kimberly Smith. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.